Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Lisa Harrison, trying to figure out what consumers are thinking during the pandemic in just a moment. Oklahoma Gen X invites you to go out and check how the many OSU bred wheat varieties are looking at the OSU wheat variety field plots. There's a map of the replicated field trials at the OSU Wheat website, as well as the videos of the Altus and Chickasha wheat variety field tours. See the videos and the map at wheat.okstate.edu. And now you can also call your local extension office for directions to the wheat variety plots nearest you. Learn more about all the OSU wheat varieties by going to okgenetics.com.
It's the annual Limflex and Limousine production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, May 23rd at 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Featuring the dispersion of Hall Cattle Company's Oklahoma division, including 55 fall calving Limflex females and 17 fall bred Limflex efforts, just to name a few. Call 580-597-3006 or go to coyotehillsok.com for a catalog. The annual Limflex and Limousine production sale, May 23rd at 1 o'clock at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga on Highway 5.
Beef checkoff dollars are being invested to keep up with what the consumer is thinking during this time of pandemic. So says Elisa Harrison, Senior Vice President for Global Marketing.
Well, we've got some new research in the field actually as we speak. We did see a lot of consumers stockpile and fill up their freezers. And we want to know, well, are you going to do that again? How much of that beef is left in your freezer? Is this becoming cooking more meals at home? Is that going to be something that you and your family are going to continue to do? So we're out there in the field right now asking them those questions. We've just seen the positive attitudes about beef. You know, it was already high before the pandemic hit, but to maintain that high performance, as well as I said earlier, even people increasing their positive behavior thoughts about beef. And the good news is that the confidence in the safety of beef remains to be very high, which is always something we look at and very important in times of these types of situations. So we were happy to see that.
Ann Harrison says a big marketing campaign ready to roll in the next couple of weeks.
And our major initiative that we're doing is coming up starting on Memorial Day. We had already planned a major grilling campaign, you know, summer grilling campaign. And the tagline is called United We Steak. It was originally scheduled to celebrate the Olympics and, you know, the U.S. Olympic athletes. Obviously, that's not going to happen, but we do think that if we continue on this trajectory where people are going to start getting out more and gathering more, even if it's in a group of 10, that it's time to unite the country. And so we want to help consumers with some pretty interesting creative that we've got going. We think that's still going to fit, and the timing's going to be good.
Elisa says they're watching carefully, make sure there is adequate beef in the pipeline to kick off this campaign, but they're anticipating that there will be enough to go forward come Memorial Day weekend. And she adds there's going to be a fun Oklahoma tie to the campaign.
Part of our United We Steak, we've got a new landing page, obviously on Beef with Switzer Dinner, but you can get it to it from UnitedWeSteak.com. So every state in the country, we have gone and cut out the shape of the state in beef. There'll be an Oklahoma-shaped steak, and Oklahoma will have its page about recipes that are indicative of, you know, Oklahoma, as well as the producers in the state. So it's going to be kind of fun. And then there'll be a whole United States cut out in a steak that will kind of be the feature, and I'll say United We Steak. So it'll be very good to localize it.
Elisa Harrison on the State of the Steak campaign coming up, grilling season campaign coming up soon. Looking backwards, back to the middle of the pandemic, really, 1st of April, there was a campaign rolled out that Elisa tells us resonated well with consumers.
We launched a program that we had been working on called Beef Substitutes, where it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek, kind of a fun play, working with some nationally well-known chefs and getting them to develop some recipes using beef as the substitute in a dish. So instead of Peking duck, they came up with Peking chuck. And instead of calamari, you know, which you would use with squid, we did it with calamari, where we used it with beef strips. And then instead of Korean fried chicken, it's Korean fried beef. So we filmed that in our Beef is What's for Dinner Culinary Center. They came out really well. We launched those April the 1st. And it was just kind of it kind of made people smile. The chefs were fun. It's very lighthearted. And I think it hit at a time when consumers just wanted a little bit of levity. So we were really, really grateful that the timing was good and that the response was so well. And the consumers have responded very well, both not on just, seeing the advertisements, but really engaging it and engaging with the chefs, which has been fun.
NCBA's Alisa Harrison. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Previous Beef Buzz shows on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. On your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes.